Case number 10,514, Thomas and Mary Nocella, south of Route 54, west of Canvas Back Road, being Lot 22, Block D, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Since my average is so good.
I'm sorry?
I say, since my average is so good.
Yeah.
I need to repeat the whole thing again. You want me to repeat this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm Bruce Stair. I'm here this evening on behalf of Tom and Mary Nocella. They also live in the Swan Keys neighborhood. They have a narrow building lot, 40 by 100. The trend in the neighborhood is to replace the aged single-wide mobile homes with more modern, updated homes, larger homes. And the setback is necessary to accommodate this.
And again, as I see that you've met the standards, as Mr. Mills alluded to. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have two. Okay, would you like those that are in opposition, please come forward at this time and be sworn in. You can sit right down up front, sir. Mm-hmm. Again, last call. Anyone here in opposition to this case, please come forward and be sworn in. We have two.
Your name and address?
Wayne Glaze, 37,000 Canvas Back Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
How do you spell your last name?
Glaze, G-L-A-Z-E.
Okay, sir.
David Glaze.
Same address?
37,000, yes.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening. My husband was going to do most of the talking, but he has a bunch of fluid in his ear, so he's having a problem hearing.
You can do quite well. Take your time.
I have a question about this application.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Nocella decided or did not share information with any of his neighbors about what he's doing on his property. I live right next door.
Okay.
So I came up here to the planning office two times last week.
Mm-hmm.
I got a copy of what they submitted.
Okay.
On this application, it says that they would forward a proposed plot plan, which made it sound like to me that they were going to submit another plan besides this one.
Okay.
This is the one I have.
As well as us.
Okay. And actually, if this is the plan, I really have no opposition to it. But I wanted to make sure that he did not submit another plan that I did not see.
No, ma'am. He didn't. This is the one that you have is just like this. And that's the one that we all have up here. That's the only one that we do have, ma'am.
Okay.
I just checked with the secretary.
My next question.
Yes, secretary. Okay.
If you approve the variance for this plan, can he sometime down the line, like a month from now or 2 months from now, change where he sets his house?
As long as it doesn't encroach any further.
Than what he's asking for right here.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
I am on this side where he is going to be 11 feet off of the property line.
Yes, ma'am.
My house is on this side.
Okay.
I cherish my privacy.
No, ma'am, not, you know, as long as he stays with this.
To answer your question, yes, he can be 10 feet from that property line.
But he can
yes.
move 1 foot, okay.
But if he wanted to encroach toward you, he would have to reapply.
He would have to reapply, okay.
And you're not in opposition then?
No, not if it's like this.
Okay.
I am not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
And again, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve 10514 because it's a narrow lot. We're not all from Central Carrollton neighborhood, and they have approved light variances there before.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,514. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay.